The Holy Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. The Alaska Synod Assembly met at Christ Lutheran Church this weekend. Have you heard? I want to thank the people of Christ Lutheran Church for your hospitality, for the many different ways you've tended to us. You've shepherded, you've fed, you've watered, you've made it happen. You've waited actually 4 years. Well done. I invite Sally Nielsen to come forward. Is she in the room? In the kitchen. Now, Sally would be the first to say that she's not the only one who has pulled this off. You know that, right? But there's not really room for all of you up here, so I'm just calling Sally forward. A resolution of gratitude to Christ Lutheran Church. Whereas the congregation of Christ Lutheran Church generously offered the use of their facilities, staff, and members for the 2020 and 2023 Synod Assembly meetings, and whereas the Synod Assembly voted to accept an offering during the 2019 Synod Assembly, and whereas the Synod Assembly met online for the 2020, 2021, and 22 assemblies, therefore, whereas the voting members represent each Evangelical Lutheran Church in America congregation of the Alaska Synod, and their respective pastoral and support staff understand and recognize the effort and coordination involved in such a large and complicated undertaking, therefore, be it resolved that the congregations of the Alaska Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America extend their most heartfelt thanks to the staff and members of Christ Lutheran Church for their planning, hard work, enthusiasm, and faithful support of the 2023 Synod Assembly. Please stand if you've been a part of this. Well done, Christ Lutheran, well done.
Thank you so much.
As we start today, I'm going to start the Bishop's Cross around. This cross was carved by Warren Olana. It's been borne by every bishop of the Alaska Synod. It is your cross. I invite you, as you take it in your hands, to trace the cross with your own hands and remember that you are a child of God. You've been set aside for God's purposes. God's not done with you yet, and boy, is God at work. We have much to be thankful for. Meredith, I'll have you start it, and we're just going to get it around. Dan Ginsel, will you make sure that I walk out the door with it today? Thank you. Grace to you and peace from God, our Creator, God, our Sustainer, God, our Redeemer. Christ is risen. Alleluia. I greet you on behalf of your partners. Together, we are 30 congregations across this state. We call it a synod when we're in partnership. We have two more congregations in development. Today, I bring to the people of Christ Lutheran Church the greeting from Brevik Memorial Lutheran Church in the name of Christ and for the sake of Jesus Christ. When I'm with the people of Petersburg Lutheran Church next weekend to install their new pastors, may I bring a greeting in the name of Jesus Christ, for the sake of Jesus Christ, from the people of Christ Lutheran Church. Yes. Thank you. I will do that. Ain't no mountain
high enough.
Ain't no river
wide enough.
Ain't no valley
broad enough.
I mixed it up. To keep me away from you, babe. Yeah, something like that. Okay. Jesus loves me.
Yes, I know.
For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Now, you didn't have words, you didn't have the lyrics. How'd you know that? By heart. You've heard it before. Maybe somebody taught you specifically those words. Yeah, by heart. Psalm 23 is a psalm many of us know by heart. Maybe the old King James Version, maybe it's the New English Version. When have you heard this psalm shared before?
At funerals?
Hospital? Before battle? Yeah? What's that? Yeah, when you're scared, when we're frightened, absolutely it's a song of comfort, isn't it? A psalm of comfort. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Not even though you keep me floating above all of life, yippee-skippy, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Even though, in the midst of it. In our text study a couple of weeks ago, I sang, I have preached on the Good Shepherd, like 8 out of 10 of my years as bishop, it's like, there's nothing I can say. And Pastor Sue reminded me that Psalms really are continuous. You know, we didn't have chapters for Scripture until about AD 1227. And that was when a person just said, these are clumped together, we'll call them chapters, okay? And it wasn't until 1440 that Rabbi Nathan added verses to Hebrew scripture, and in 1555 Stephanus added verse numbers to what we call Christian scripture, which makes it a lot easier to find "For God so loved the world," if you know that's John 3:16, right? Okay. Yeah, so what that means is that people knew scripture primarily by heart. And they know the flow. So somebody would start out, the Lord is my shepherd, and everybody else knew to say, I shall not want. Yeah. Well, right before Psalm 23 comes Psalm 22. In Matthew and Mark's gospel, Jesus says words from Psalm 22 as he's dying on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? And all those faithful people standing around watching the horror of these crucifixions would have started with the rest of that psalm because they knew it by heart. They knew what came next. And it has 31 verses, so we're not going to say it. But what I want to do with you is I want you to turn to your bulletin. It's on Psalm 23 is on page 5. Okay. I would explore a little bit about what Jesus was rooted in when he could say from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because he knew more of what was the story, okay? So I'm going to read a verse from Psalm 22. I want you to read a verse from Psalm 23. So I'll read verse 1, you'll read verse 1, back and forth, okay? Tech people, don't worry about putting it up. It's okay. So, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why so? I'll let you know. Okay. my God, why have you forsaken me? Why so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning?
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want.
My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest.
The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me
Yet you are the Holy One, enthroned on the praises of Israel.
You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake.
Our ancestors put their trust in you. They trusted, and you rescued them.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
They cried out to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not put to shame.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over.
But as for me, I am a worm and not human, scorned by all and despised by the people. Contrast. Jesus knew the rest of the story, right? He was rooted. He had it written on his heart. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me, which is a way of saying, I've got somebody going ahead of me to clear the way. I've got somebody beside me to accompany me. I've got something that can reach behind me and keep those wolves off my tail end. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. There's a meme going around on Facebook right now, and it has the line, God will not give you more than you can handle. Have you heard that? Anybody ever told you that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's crossed out. And what it says instead is, God will help you walk through the unthinkable you were never meant to handle alone. Amen? Yeah. Dear people, alongside fear is faith. Alongside doubt is discovery. Alongside any sort of thing that you think is going to derail you or has derailed you, God can be at work in and through you, alongside you. You were never meant to go through this stuff alone. Never. God doesn't somehow give us those bouncy shoes to kind of bounce over things, you know? No. In the midst of our human lives, the horror and hilarity of human life, God has said, I am with you. I love you. I know you by name. And just like Mike, I could figure out when Mama was calling her name. You parents know that when Your kids are playing, and maybe somebody's yelling and screaming and everything, but you know when your kid is crying, right? Yeah. God does too. God does too. Thanks be to God.